Russia says the U.S., Great Britain, and France violated international law and hurt the peace process by launching air and missile strikes against Syria last weekend. You might ask, what peace process? French President Emmanuel Macron today defended the military action. He said the Assad regime can't get away with using chemical weapons. After the attack in Syria, Senators Bob Corker and Tim Kaine are leading a bipartisan push for a new authorization for the use of military force. Senator Kaine joins us now. And Senator, you did not support the president's decision to strike Syria. Why not?
Well, I would support them in all likelihood if the president would come to Congress for permission. I don't think a president can wage war against a sovereign nation. I don't think a president can do that without Congress. The president had ample warning. These chemical weapons attacks had been occurring for months. He could have come to Congress and sought congressional approval as required by Article 1 of the Constitution. So I believe, just as I believed when President Obama was president with respect to Libya or missile strikes in Syria after chemical weapons attacks in 2014, that we can't give the president a blank check. President's not a king. President's got to come to Congress, make a case, and lay out a strategy. That's the other important thing. Uh-huh. Military action isn't an end. It's a means to an end. But if they don't come and discuss with us what the strategy is, it's hard to assess whether the tactics that they're using are going to be successful.
Let's take authorization first. The current authorization of military forces was passed just after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. How would your proposed legislation update that authorization? I mean, we have U.S. forces on the ground now in harm's way from Syria to the Philippines.
You're right. The 9/11 authorization, partly because it was passed in a time of, just extreme emergency, was not carefully thought out. I don't think anybody felt like it was going to be used 17 years down the road. It had no time limitation, no geographic limitation, and no real description of who it was we were fighting against. So what Senator Corker and I do is we try to put some definition to the war against non-state terrorist groups. We also make plain that it is not an authorization that can be used to justify military action against a sovereign nation like Syria or Iran or North Korea. This is about non-state groups. That's what the 2001 authorization was about. And if a president wants to wage war against a sovereign nation, he would have to come to us separately on that.
So something against Syria or North Korea, he'd have to come back to Congress and get a specific authorization.
That's right. I'm very, very worried that this president, if he's allowed to just launch military action against Syria on his own, he'll think he can do the same thing against Iran and North Korea or other nations. And so that's why we're specifying that this update of the 2001 authorization is, as was originally contemplated, just to authorize military action against non-state terrorist groups.
Why hasn't Congress updated these old military authorizations before?
Congress has realized since the start that a war vote is tough, that a war vote will have unforeseen and negative consequences. And so there's been sort of a tendency to allow the executive to overreach and then say, well, if it works out, we were with you all the time, Mr. President. And if it doesn't, how dare you do this? I think there's a real lack of backbone. That's part of it. And then the second issue, which is a little fairer to Congress, I would say, is drafting a war authorization against non-state terrorist groups can be a little bit difficult. A sovereign nation, you can define it easily. Sovereign nations generally follow Geneva Conventions. The geographic description tends to be relatively straightforward. But non-state terrorist groups splinter, change their names, don't respect geographic boundaries. What we do is we basically say this is an authorization against the Taliban, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda, and groups that are closely associated with them engaging in hostilities against the United States.
Senator, stepping back and looking at strategy, the Trump administration says it has a coherent military and diplomatic strategy for dealing with Syria's seemingly intractable civil war. Do you agree they do?
I don't. I think there was a very coherent strategy that was continuous between the Obama and Trump administrations in terms of defeating ISIS in Syria. And after Raqqa fell, that battlefield defeat was fairly plain. But then we've heard all kinds of rationales asserted for why U.S. troops need to stay in Syria. We're going to have a closed-door session later today with Secretary Mattis, the entire Senate, and those strategic questions, exactly what is the mission in Syria now, I know will be top of mind for all the committee members.
Senator, do you think the missile strikes had any discernible impact on the Assad regime to stop him from using chemical weapons?
They could. I think it'll take a little bit of time to figure that out. And again, in 2014, when President Obama wanted to try to do the same thing, I encouraged him to come to Congress. He did in the Foreign Relations Committee. I voted yes. I represent the most pro-military state in the country, and I have a child in the military. I am very, very focused on this issue that we shouldn't allow a president to commit our troops to kill or be killed unless there's been a congressional debate and vote and a judgment through that vote that the mission is in the national interest.
Senator Tim Kaine, a Virginia Democrat, is a member of the Foreign Relations and Armed Services Committees. Senator Kaine, thanks.
You bet, Eric.